You're all gonna love this one. Trust me. On this week's episode of...
Well, we'll just tell your mother that, we ate it all.
So you just finished watching Stop Making Sense.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, it fucking rocks.
It's got the best version of This Must Be the Place on it.
Also, the Psycho Killer version fucking rules as well.
Man, I haven't seen it. I might watch that like this evening. That's it. I'm kind of feeling that.
It's real good.
I might order a Vets Out. I might order a fucking pizza and maybe...
Smoke a bowl, dude.
Might smoke a couple bowls, dude.
Maybe fucking punch a cone, man.
Might punch a
maybe
cone
fucking
in the back
rip
of the
bong a dude, Danny Bonaducci.
I do not want to punch any cones, but I would so happily drink some beers and watch that.
Yeah,
man, it was kind of
no.
Funny.
I gotta go and be sad.
I did it like
I got a few hits from my good friend Andrew Bongstance, the minister.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you want to hear all my other names for weed apparatuses?
I reckon that we've catalogued all of them in 2 years of this podcast.
I've just used the two good ones I've
Someone make a supercut of something we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep waiting for that.
Like, you know what? If no one's going to do it, we just have to flat out demand it. Yep. We've already got the quote page. Good start.
Great start, even. Good on
some
you.
Some people might think it's us. It's not.
It's not
like,
us.
I swear to God, it's not us.
We would never listen to this show.
It's not us, and here's how you know how it's not us. Is because I... Which is why it's so inconsistent. I do most of our social media stuff, and I am definitely the most underrepresented person on the quotes page. I'm very much their least favorite.
Yeah, it's definitely an Andy fan.
Yeah. But yeah. Even they're definitely a much bigger fan of Jamie than they are me.
Look, it's just like...
But that's because most of my stuff is like, ho, ho, your penis. And he's like, yeah!
Fair.
We just did the quote.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also like, you know how you said you did like most of the social media for the podcast? It's kind of like, because I do like most of like the content. Like, I do most of the...
I think you recall that I came in hot with a story at the start of last episode.
Ah, damn. That's funny, man.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
What's been happening in the last 45 seconds since we stopped recording the last episode?
This is probably the shortest gap between records
I
we've
did,
ever had.
Everyone say what they did in the time between records.
I went and got a glass from the cupboard and put some water in it.
I thought about some things to talk about in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned a couple of weeks.
During the 45 seconds.
That's so helpful, actually, because I did not.
Oh, yeah. Talking Heads. We got through that.
I've only started getting to the Talking Heads recently.
2 minutes, 23.
I'm digging it. I only know like talking the singles and stuff, but like I'm going to go deeper, I reckon.
It's
I'm
great.
Liking it.
This is a big country. That's
you
a
can,
good song.
You can thank a little band called Paramore for that. And also a little comedian called John Mulaney helped a touch along the way.
Oh, yeah.
David Byrne in that is great.
So funny.
I actually didn't really like the Sack Lunch Bunch.
Really? That's really surprises me. I loved it.
Oh, I've watched it like 5 or 6 times.
Is it because you don't smoke weed and you don't have depression?
Could be both those things.
Yeah.
I sometimes have depression, but I don't smoke weed and I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. It's an or thing. Like an and or thing. Like I had both.
I also like love...
Yeah, I was referencing your depression.
I was about to say I love everything John Mulaney does, but that's not true.
I didn't like that Oh Hello Netflix special as much as I thought I would.
Oh,
I like them better on podcasts.
Love the
Netflix
special.
I thought
Netflix
it went on
special.
Way too long.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
same.
So funny.
Like,
long.
I liked it. I didn't
I
like
the
it.
Characters.
I'm literally wearing an Oh Hello hat right now.
You are too.
The sitcom he did sucks.
Yeah, sure.
The sitcom is bad.
I also like... I like... No, that's too.
I genuinely think I like...
I think Big Mouth is very good. I don't think it's great.
I think it's fallen off a little.
It's also Kroll.
Yes, but like he's
he
a
does write on it as well. But yeah.
He's a cast member. I don't think he's a writer.
I checked. He writes on.
Really?
Not on all, but he's like involved in the yeah.
Right.
He gets to he
the
well,
sitcom
he,
was
he'd be like
the sitcom is terrible.
If you've got
the
yeah.
sitcom is terrible, but other than that, I really like everything he does.
Every special he's done has been my favorite special of that year. Sack Lunch Bunch did not care for it at all.
Yeah, I really loved Sack Lunch Bunch. I
loved
thought it was
it
real
so
fun.
Much.
I thought it like yeah, it's like such a balance. Like, oh my god.
It was, like, I read it like
beautifully
I read,
put together.
Like, also, like, the first time I watched it was I think it was waking up on Christmas Day and I was like quite hungover.
Yeah.
And it was just like exactly what I needed to try and like get myself in the headspace to like go and have Christmas Day with my family while I was hungover as shit.
I wish I didn't No, it was, like I wish I didn't know that it was going to be good when I saw it. Because if I'd seen that, like if I'd been like, "Oh, what's this a Mulaney kids thing? I'll chuck it on," I would have like been like, "I think I found God." Like I think it's so like it's, that's like yeah I've told
so
more than one Tinder date to watch that.
A lot of people told me that, like, it's the greatest thing you'll ever see.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah, I wouldn't say it's overhyped.
I wouldn't say, yeah, I wouldn't say it's the greatest thing you ever see, but I fucking really
Richard
loved
Kind,
it.
Richard Kind, dude, that's so funny.
Yeah, but Richard, Richard Kind rules is in, like, so everything. Funny.
He just, is like.
I watch fucking Spin City before I watch that show.
Richard, like, Kind is like the true star of Big Mouth.
He's also like.
Every line he has in that show.
He's also
is
like
so
George
funny.
Clooney's best friend, which fucking.
That's
rules.
Hilarious.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that.
Yeah,
when that I'm rules. George Clooney, does that mean you're gonna. Like, is that like how people see us, Jamie?
Yeah, you're Richard Kind.
No, I think I'm George Clooney.
I don't
But if
think
you're George Clooney. This might.
Who do you think's more believable as a doctor?
Would this hurt you though? Is if you're George Clooney,
yeah,
that means people would think Jamie was funnier.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
If he was Richard,
but
Kind.
No, but Hastings would be like, oh, but I'm more charming, which in a way is being funny.
That's true.
I know
that
how,
renowned Hastings charm.
Yeah, I know how his mind works.
You want to fuck?
Yeah, you can find ways to you stroke your own ego.
Yeah, there was something about
and
the
stroke your own.
I can't
penis.
I could not like. I could not put into words my criticism of the Sack Lunch Bunch. I would have just said twee bullshit. But, like, I don't even think it's that so much.
It's not overly twee.
Yeah, I don't...
It's a touch twee. It's a touch twee.
Yeah, but, like...
Well, there's a touch because it's got fucking kids in it.
But I'm saying,
cute,
like...
You sound like an episode of Seinfeld right now. Oh, it's a touch twee.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, I don't even agree with my assessment.
I don't agree with
twee. Twee bullshit. Like,
twee? It's too much for me.
Someone else wrote on Twitter something about it that was, like, perfect about why they think it was bad. And I was like, oh,
do you remember what it was?
No, all not right. at all. So it's not really important.
Speaking of George
a great
Clooney
point,
doctors,
well made.
Speaking of
George Clooney or George Costanza?
Clooney, doctors. House is starting to get bad.
Yeah.
The TV show
you
House
must be
is...
in, like, season six.
I'm on season six, yeah.
Is the, like, Cuddy House stuff happening a lot yet?
Yeah, heaps. Yeah. Well, I was so bummed when it turned out to be a hallucination. That bummed me out so fucking hard.
Did they do it? It was a dream storyline.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's sick.
They had sex, and I was so stoked. And then a full episode later, they're like, yeah, it's like...
It's so funny that people still do that. It's like the first thing that they tell you not to do when you, like, write a story in, like, primary school English. Just don't say it was all a dream.
Yeah, they have set up... To be fair, they do set up that, like, he has Vicodin-induced hallucinations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before
yeah.
that.
Oh, it's not
So
completely.
It's not just like he woke up being like, whoa.
The Vicodin...
Put that one in the old bank.
The Vicodin hallucinations are, overall, I think, well handled. It's just... I just thought that, like, giving the audience exactly what they wanted. Like I was saying, as a viewer, I've processed... Like a reality in which Cuddy and House have.
There's going to be like a really not seamless break there.
Oh, yeah. It cut out for a second. We just kept talking. Don't
I'm going to put a voice thing in that says House Chat.
Oh, God.
Just the theme song for House.
Yeah. Massive Attack.
I thought it was. It's not.
It was originally.
So I'm not crazy. I gaslit myself.
I think what happened
I
was...
I convinced myself that I made that up.
Somewhere the rights were lost. So
that's on all the versions.
So on some version, maybe even the DVD, like the... I think
it's Teardrop, right?
Yeah. But they changed it to a very...
The video always creeped
They
me
changed
out.
It cool. to a Massive Attack sounding theme.
Yeah. They're definitely... They're trying to do a Massive Attack type thing. But yeah, I thought... I like this.
Let me double check.
I've been super confused about this because I thought I made that up. I was like, why is... I was watching it and then I was like, no, you must just have imagined it because it kind of sounds a bit trip-hoppy. But yeah, I don't know. I do like the hallucination stuff. I do like that they started to kill off characters a little bit.
Yeah, it's Teardrop by Massive Attack.
Yeah, man, that's a great song.
More of an Unfinished Sympathy kind of fan.
House's biggest problem in the end is, I don't want to be stupid and be like, it's House itself, which is, kind of it, but,
kind of is.
The problem is Vicodin. House's biggest problem is, the fact that they wrote him with the leg pain, addicted to Vicodin.
Yeah.
And so they can either... If they cure him, they think that makes him less interesting.
Yeah.
Which means he has to keep fucking relapsing.
Yeah.
Which means he has to keep making the wrong choice, which, is kind of realistic with people who are, struggling with drug addiction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
it's
not fun to watch someone
make... As a
make
viewer, the, you want to, yeah. Well, the other problem
it's
is...
It's hard when it goes for that long. Massive spoilers coming up here, but... Like, you've watched The Wire, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Bubbles relapses a couple of times, but, ultimately that is the most rewarding thing is that, he's sober the whole last season and then, gets the final reward of, getting upstairs for dinner. Like, it's not just like, like, it'd be so much worse.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Just fucking,
but that's definitely an example of it done well.
Yeah.
Where, like, it's like, this is a real thing with, like, what drug users do. Like, they grow up, like, they're fucking in, like, poor projects. They see people they love die around them. Whereas House is, like, it's a sexy doctor show. So it's, like, House has, and where House is constantly the smartest guy in the room. So he's not really an innocent victim. So he has to keep making this fucking idiot decisions to go back to Vicodin and ruin his life while still being portrayed somewhat as the hero of the story.
It's kind like
of,
it, it's
kind
like
of like McNulty.
I was going to say, it's like if in BoJack Horseman, they had to like keep BoJack like the fun main, like had to do that same story, but have BoJack be like the fun center of attention, keep it pretty light, you know, only moments of darkness the whole time. Be like, well, no, it's like, I hate this man. Like,
yeah.
You know, like,
but also like BoJack gets to get away with it because it's like, this is a show about depression. Not guys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it's just from like a narrative perspective. Yeah.
But they
like,
got away from that a bit where it got more depressing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just
yeah.
like, okay, yeah. here's like a fucking...
I'm not saying it's a one-to-one.
It's like the other great example I can think of is like the show Rescue Me, which was a show about like firefighters post 9/11.
Is that the one
Dennis
that had Dennis Leary in it?
It was really good for a little bit, but like because like his character was a recovering alcoholic, like they're short... That's the problem, that they you take shortcuts. It's like instead of finding other interesting things to have drama about, they're like, well, what if he just has a fucking drink
again? Yeah.
The way which is like the same with House. They don't be like, okay, well, now he's out of Vicodin. His leg is like, well, what's his deal with like all his personal relationships? They're just like, nah, chuck him back on.
Well, it's also as well because if you... I just one more show where they do an interesting way of doing the addiction thing. West Wing has an interesting way. One of the main characters is a like a recovering alcoholic, but has been sober for years. The way they do it is they put the relapse in a flashback, and it's a relapse later than the one we know about. Like. He's
right.
like, I haven't drunk in 20
forward.
Years. No. It's like, he's like, I haven't drunk in 20 years. And then in season whatever, you find out, no, he actually drank 10 years ago and it was a pretty fucking big deal and things went wrong and he's been lying to people about it. But he hasn't drunk since then. So it's like a cool way. Like you get the drama of the relapse, but it's contained to the episode you want it to be contained to.
Now, who do I know who could relate to some sort of lie about your past like that?
No.
Maybe to do with a different addiction. No. Maybe instead of alcohol, it was
sex. Maybe maybe Jane's addiction.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We are addicted to girls
porno
named Jane.
For
I love Dave Navarro.
Also, like Buffy does it really badly too.
Yeah.
Addiction stuff.
Yeah.
Who's addicted to what in Buffy?
Willow's addicted to magic in like a very...
Oh, like she... hard for her to not do black magic or something.
Yeah,
like
it turns like a character who's been like struggling with self-esteem all her life into a very simple like magic equals drugs metaphor, and it's like done poorly to the point where like she goes to like magic crack houses and gets like zonked out and puts like her friends in danger. It's like it's a whole arc that
and it turns her gay.
Well, she was gay before that.
Doesn't she find out she's a witch before she...
She finds out she experiments with witchcraft before she, like, officially comes out as gay. But she's, like, pretty firmly gay when they bring the whole,
so you
like,
think she experimented with women before she experimented with witches?
No, she experimented with magic before she experimented with women.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But so,
that's what I'm saying.
Some would say...
is if you do drugs, you'll be gay. And I'm... Hello.
Some would say experimenting... with magic is experimenting with women. Am I right, Rose?
Someone who has, I can tell you, it's pretty special.
All right. This was a few therapists ago. I had a therapist who she was the one I didn't like. She was the one who was like, you have to quit weed and I'm not treating you until you quit weed.
Ah, so the only good one that you've had.
No.
The only one who talks.
Well, it didn't fucking work, and the other ones did. So
it didn't work as in you didn't
quit
weed.
As in I
quit
weed and I hated it for a few months and I was just as miserable and she was a bad therapist. Like, it was shitty. Anyway, but she, one of her things... Well, I'm actually sorry about...
Like, you're the... Like,
that crowd was shit. I was good.
Yeah, but it is funny because... Like,
I've had more success with therapists who didn't want me to do
that. Yeah, we've said like before that like when Hastings like has like his point and he's not sure where to go with it, he just talks and talks and talks until someone's like, shut up. All right, you're right. That one was like, he gave up so easily. He was just like, hey, quit weed. Fucking, I was miserable. Fuck, who... I don't know, man.
She was bad at her job.
Like he couldn't even convince himself.
No, because, okay, I'm going to tell you a story that illustrates why she was a bad therapist, right? She was just a bit too... like she was a bit hippy dippy about it.
Yeah.
She was a bit too. She was a bit of a hippie, right? And it doesn't mesh well with therapy for me. So what she kept saying is like, you have a lot of problems. Like
chakra,
or like literally, she was like, your psychological problems.
What's the feng shui at your place,
dude? Like, absolutely. She was like, you have to. Which one's yin and which one's yang? One's male and one's female, basically.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think yang is male and yin is female.
Yin yang.
I didn't realize there was a gendered side to it.
Well, like one's aggressive, one's soft, one's sun, one's moon, one's. It's like duality of man shit.
Yeah, know? It's not supposed to be gendered.
But it's not gendered, but it's gender. Like it's yeah. she's using it specifically to not gender it. But right. It's clearly gendered. So she's like, yeah, you get a lot of feminine energy in your life. You know, you smoke a lot of weed, which is like feminine. Like you have like, she didn't use the word
smoking
aura.
Weed is feminine?
Well, she was saying like it has a lot, literally, she was like, it does like a yin energy. She was
it's
like
flowers and water.
It's yeah. She was like, that's it's true, so, it's yeah. soft and it makes you
you're gardening.
Horticulturalists.
You're gardening your soul, Andrew.
She was saying I had too much feminine energy, right? So yeah, too much yin energy, too much moon energy, whatever you want to call it.
Soul garden.
Soul garden. Absolutely, dude. No, yeah. So yeah, she like sit like that. She told me to go swimming in salt water to increase my yang energy, and it's like
Andrew Yang energy.
Yeah. And I was like, the government is paying you to treat my mental health, and you're telling me.
And she's like, yeah, isn't it good? Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah, like the government fucking was paying her to fucking treat me.
Man, what's, but if somebody her, what's was her like, name?
Can't remember.
But if someone we should was look like, her up. I bet you she's moved to like Byron.
The problem
she
is,
lives on. She's from the Northern Beaches. Though.
The problem is the wording of it. Because if someone was just like, "Hey, if you go swimming in the beach, you'll feel better."
Yeah, sure.
Like you will.
Yeah, yeah. But she's saying I specifically need to look for things. She was like saying I need to change my diet and shit. Saying that because I'm a vegetarian, that made it work. Like it was weird, like pseudoscience bullshit. Like no, she wasn't talking about hormones.
Like therapy.
She was talking. She was talking about like she was like certain foods will yeah, like give right. you more mat. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I like have depression and can't stop smoking weed. Like
that's bad.
Yeah.
So you say that a problem is you have depression, you can't stop smoking weed. But when someone says, stop smoking weed, you're like, you're a quack.
It's like, that's not always the best way to handle that situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, remember how he only responds well to to
being, yes!
told,
being told everything
nice
he does.
That's
is amazing.
True.
I tell my, yeah, that's true. I respond better to positive feedback. I'm
yeah, but that's
that,
so does everyone.
No,
yeah,
no,
that's
not
something that you have to get out of.
That's why you
go to therapy.
This is absolutely, you have such a misunderstanding.
I love this point. This is my favorite Andrew
when
Hastings.
When I say
it's so dumb.
Respond better, I don't mean it makes me feel better. I'm saying it gets better results from my productivity and behavior.
Yeah,
and it's like, when I'm told, when I'm criticized, my brain gets defensive. And it's like, and it shuts, and it's like, no, I don't want it, like, whatever. Whereas when it's positive, it makes me feel... So, like, God, this is too real for a podcast. The fundamental issue is self-esteem, right? I don't think I'm good at things. I don't like myself. I'm bad at things.
Oh,
when
sad.
So I need
I think you're
people,
great at
so, I, so it's easier when people are like, hey, buddy, you do it. Because it's like, oh, okay. Like, as opposed to, like, when people are criticize me and I like, it hurts me, it aligns with my existing beliefs. So it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
That, but, yeah, I know what you mean, but that's the thing that I'm saying is like, isn't that what therapy should be making you better at, like being able to take criticism?
Oh, I never ever considered that, but probably.
I don't have two. Not that's not really.
That's not really a problem of mine.
Like it is.
I don't have that problem.
Yeah,
next.
No,
you're a hippie. You're a stupid fucking hippie.
But like the core problem here isn't that I can't take criticism.
Here's some masculine energy for you. Fuck off. You're a shit therapist.
You're a bitch.
No,
you're all
so
the same.
My fundamental issue isn't not being able to take criticism. That's not that big a problem for me. It's just something that stops me being better at things.
Right.
I just work better with that. It's not like I can't handle negative
yeah,
feedback
I know.
Or whatever.
It's funny.
My core issue is that I hate myself or I want to be spend less time crying or whatever.
Yeah,
doesn't mean so it's not like so I go, "Hey, I want to be sad less often." They go, "Well, what you need to do is to handle it better when people tell you you're fucked." Like it's like that's they're not related. Like they are related in terms they come from a similar self-esteem problem place.
It is funny because I do think you're great. Like, I do, like, genuinely
thank
think
you.
You're great. But, like, all my soul wants to do is, like, walk past your soul and tip its full McDonald's cup onto its chest. And be like, you're a bitch.
Yeah, but no, see, she was like telling me to eat fucking broccoli and shit.
Yeah, that's stupid as shit.
It was dumb
like,
as hell.
I understand that. That's dumb.
Like, that you already know.
No, I don't believe in yin and yang energy. Like, I don't
but
think
you already know that, like, eating better will make you feel better.
Oh, my diet's pretty good. Like,
yeah, but I think...
No, but, like, everyone knows.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, of course. She was saying it better. She was saying...
Yeah, Hastings wasn't saying, like, she was saying a better diet. She was like, yeah...
Certain
like,
foods carry masculine energy.
Cumin is going to make you shoot bigger loads.
Yeah, it was more like that kind of shit. It wasn't like, eat more vegetables, it'll be better for your blood. Like,
yeah,
that's,
yeah,
well,
yeah,
I know
yeah,
that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah.
blood. You know my cholesterol is, like, zero?
That's good, right?
Yeah, it's like great. I have like no cholesterol.
What's your body fat percentage?
Don't know. I've lost so much fucking weight.
I reckon you'd be rocking like...
Man, at the moment, it's nothing.
I reckon you'd be rocking like 2%.
Man, a little higher than that. But yeah, it's like real low at the moment. It's pretty scary. I feel the cold really bad at the moment. It sucks.
Yeah, because you're slight.
I'm so skinny at the moment. I hate it. So like I don't
need like an Italian
sorry, I know diet stuff's weird for people if you're listening. Sorry. But yeah. Yeah, I don't like my body at the moment. All myself.
Welcome to my fucking life.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to welcome to We'll Just Tell Your Mother We Hate It All.
And welcome to We'll Just Tell Your Mother We Hate It All, a podcast about teen sex comedies and things thereabouts and things very much not thereabouts. Ha ha ha. The title of this one, Suckers, said that it was just a riffing episode, but we have a special plan, don't we?
We really, yeah. Man, maybe we shouldn't call it a riffing episode. Maybe we should call it like American by Three or whatever. You know what I mean? Just like make what people want.
Well, just as long as we don't call it after what we came here
let's
to
call
do,
it Muppet
basically.
Treasure Island Part 2.
All right, let's do that.
That could be fun. Yeah. Or just like week off bonus episode or some shit like that.
Yeah.
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 Because what we are doing this week.
Rose, very much like Jigsaw, was like, do you want to play a game?
Because.
And we were like, yes.
Like, yeah. I don't really want to watch a movie, so sure.
Yeah. I want to play a game.
Cause
I prefer to do that.
Well, we had a week off, so I think we said we'd try and get two episodes out in a week. But what happened was I was sitting on my balcony, I was drinking a beer, and I was listening to my fun, like, five-star songs playlist on my old iPod. And what song should come on but a Blink-182 song?
What?
You don't say.
You listen to the band Blink-182?
I've been known to occasionally.
Mark, Tom, and Matt?
Wait, you got Matthew Skibber?
Skibsy?
In my ideal Blink-182, Travis is not part of it.
Yeah, it's Rainer Skibber and Hoppus.
The no, there's a drum machine.
Oh, right.
It's the tour drummer they got for in Australia.
Yeah, it's Brooks Whackham.
That guy?
Yeah, their drummer Skibber. Actually is a fucking machine, dude.
Yeah, dude.
But then what should come on to shuffle again?
Blink-182.
But another Blink-182 song.
Shit.
And in my head, I was like, this would actually be the sickest opening two tracks to them. So then I came with an idea. Right. What if we created our dream Blink-182 set list?
That wasn't the challenge. I want to rephrase on the challenge. What if we came up with our dream Blink-182 show, I believe, was the challenge.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is, like show, set
list. Oh, God,
thing.
You've got them doing Butt Baby, don't you?
No. I took it seriously. I took it very seriously.
Of course he does.
When you but said mine
I just,
was
I, there's details outside the set list that are important to the set list.
We there
you've
were
written all their banter, haven't you?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, I would
shut up, Tom.
And then Mark
you
said,
are gay.
And then Mark said, that Andrew Hastings guy sure is cool.
Hey,
yeah. Tom was like, he rocks.
And then Travis said, does anyone
Travis
hear...
is given a microphone. He's even better at drums than me.
And sex.
Does anyone want to hear Butt
and
Baby?
And divorce.
There you go. We're going to play a famous song. It's really hard to play. It's called What's My Age Again? And everyone goes in the crowd goes, do Butt Baby.
All right.
Like a panda, like, I can't hear you.
So how do we want to go about this show? I don't know. I've been thinking, I don't know how to structure it.
Well, I think
well,
Rose,
here are the,
one of them's like Rose really wants to do her list first because it's the banger
fine.
List and it's her idea. So we should
one
let
of
her take
many,
the lead.
I think
like
maybe
we're just listing the same songs in different orders over and over again.
I think maybe I should go second.
But I think we get to, if we all are like, that's on my list, it gets a little too jumbled.
All right.
I think... I'll be too wanky, so I should
because we can
go
also
second.
Be like, this is why I put this here.
Yes.
Mine's exciting and big and has a lot of production. Do you want me to go through mine?
You should go last.
Mine's a lot of high effort.
You should go last if there's that. I think you should go first, then me, and then you. But the parameters we set were you got to say where it was, and you got to say
a support.
I did that.
A support act or acts.
Who's at my old high school auditorium?
Inclusive of any encore or encores you may have, it had to be 23 songs long because nobody likes you when you're 23.
Yep. 23 full songs for us to rattle off each. You times that by three? 69. We're going to say 69 fucking songs right here on the pod.
Damn.
I didn't even add up that the number was 69 when I started this.
Me neither. You think I didn't fucking think that?
Fuck yeah, we did it, dude. This is episode 69.
Delete all other episodes.
Yeah.
Please.
Get rid of the podcast.
Get rid of the podcast.
Also, this is the last episode we're ever doing.
Again.
Yeah. No, we can't say that so soon after we had a week off.
That's true.
But we could really make him sweat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of have a season finale kind of vibe. James is moving to Marrickville.
Yeah.
I'm sweat depressed.
Sweat or breathe a sigh of
relief. Yeah.
I chucked in a little album breakdown of how many tracks from each album and honorable mentions that I was upset to not include.
Mine will be interesting because it's just Blink-182 playing Nelly's Sweat and Suit in full.
Yeah, I like that actually. Yeah. Tim McGraw?
yeah, but...
Anyone impressed that I had Tim McGraw top of my head then? Anyone impressed that I remember that?
Did he do a song with him?
Yeah, Tim McGraw's on a song off one of those albums.
Oh, I think it's on
Over and Over Again is the song.
Suit.
I think you're right.
Where was
doesn't
Nelly
seem like
from?
A sweat song. St. Louis.
Obviously some sort of southern thing.
He was from St. Louis because he was part of the St. Lunatics.
Right.
I don't know that much about Nelly.
Which is in Missouri, I think.
I believe it is.
I think so, yeah.
In the deep, dirty south.
So I'm going first?
Yes.
I think that makes sense as well because out of... I would say mine is probably like the most traditional.
Yep, okay.
I would assume
mine
so.
Is untraditional. In both set list... Just in set list, really.
I've been listening to a lot of... did you guys... You fucked with Absolute Punk back in the day, right? A
little bit.
Yeah, so they used to do like... I used to get like my whole like year's worth of music from like their year-end lists sometimes.
And I have my publications that I do that with
They've been revisiting them.
Yeah.
And like gone through their things. So they just did 2005, 2006, which are big years for that kind of scene. And like they just went through and like re-ranked them. Because like some stuff... Because like the guy like... 2006, the guy who ran the website was trying to like not just be the pop punk guy. So he had like a Ringleader of the Tormentors by Morrissey as his album of the year.
Right.
Now it's been completely removed from that top 25.
So some of those things back in the day probably had like, you know, like number 37 for the year, Lost Prophets. We're like, let's get that out of there.
Well, Brand New's Devil and God came out in 2006 and he was kind of like, yeah, it's just like, I don't begrudge people for listening to them, but I just won't anymore.
Yeah.
He put like, because he was like surprised. What's interesting is he was like, oh, like, I didn't fucking put Black Parade on here first time around. And now it's
such an iconic album.
Yeah. So he's like made playlists of them all on Spotify, like the re-ranked stuff. It's pretty cool. Like fun revisiting. Anyway.
This is just a wreck for you. I was just listening to they've made like a bunch of Pride playlists on Spotify, and there's one called Transcend, which is a whole bunch of like transgender diverse artists, and it fucking goes hard. Get on there, listen to it.
All right,
okay. What's an example of one? The song that you think is the best place to start, or
just start at the start. It's got a Kim Petras banger at the start.
Okay.
Who?
Kim Petras.
Oh, like, I know that name.
I know her.
Okay, so Blink-182. I didn't put the location because I was thinking about location. Does it have to? It has to be like somewhere in Australia, right?
No, I didn't go for Australia.
Oh damn!
I didn't go for Australia either.
I was gonna do like a small club. Like, remember when Green Day came down?
Yeah, I heard about
that. Played that tiny pub like right near fucking Moore Park.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Was that
when they were here for Bullet in a Bible?
No, this is way later.
This was like Uno Dos Tres.
Yeah,
era.
It was around there.
Right.
But they were like going to play Dookie in full. And like they only announced it like really late in the game.
Mm.
It would be something like that. Or like that fucking place that Comedy on Edge did comedy in, the Abercrombie Street. Valve? Is it Valve?
Oh, yeah.
Like an underground.
Oh, like the Agincourt.
Yeah. Or even fucking do it.
Downstairs at the Agincourt.
Do it at the Chip.
Yeah, the Chippo would be I've seen a bunch of great bands at the Chippo. That'd be a cool place.
The sound downstairs at the Chippo is really shit.
Hey, I don't care, man. I've thrown some I've thrown some kicks around.
Do it at fucking Staves.
Yeah, do it at Staves.
Then
baby.
We can tell people, like, this is our venue, Mark.
Well, I saw a Blink-182 cover band at Hot Damn, and within 2 minutes, it felt like I was watching Blink-182. So, like, I might just say, like, Cuba, but that's I chose a different one for this.
What about just, like, the back room of, like,
my house?
Stay Gold or whatever in, like, Brunswick?
Yeah.
Because it's not too small, but, like, built for it. Like,
I think, like, you'd want, like, a 300.
Yeah. That's what
maybe
that would be, right?
Yeah.
Is that
I was
bar
thinking,
called Stay Gold, or is that just
200.
What the comedy is called?
No, I don't think
that's what the comedy's called, I think.
Anyway. How many openers did you both choose?
I just did one.
I did one too.
Two.
Okay, I did Jimmy Eat World.
Okay.
Oh, good shout.
Because they were the band that played at Tom DeLonge's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were his favorite band from like Clarity and Bleed American era.
Very
and
good.
I still love Jimmy Eat World, and I thought it would be cool if they played like a set made up of like Clarity and Bleed American era stuff.
I'd even be happy for a fair bit of Futures.
I'd be happy with everything from their discography because they've only released like one less than good album, I think.
What's that one?
Damages. Right.
What's the one with Big Casino on it?
Chase This Light.
Right. I had that.
Fucking rocks.
Is it worth going back to? Because I've got it on CD here somewhere, but I like... I must have listened to it like once back in the day and then never again.
After I got it like when it came out after Futures and I was like, doesn't do it for me. Now I like it's probably one of the ones I go to first. Like there are some like weird Jimmy World always has like some weaker songs apart from maybe like Clarity and like even Futures has like one or two songs.
I reckon there's more. Better album maybe Bleed American, but I think the weaker songs on that are weaker than Futures maybe.
Yeah. Jimmy World always has like a couple of clunkers to me. They've got one like one specific kind of song that Jimmy Eat World do, which is kind of like the sinister mid-tempo rock song that they've never been able to do very well.
Yeah.
But like for some reason, it's always one of the...
Would you include Get It Faster in that? Because that song rules undeniably.
No, Get It Faster is not that. Shit. Like it would be like My Best Theory, Nothing Wrong from Futures.
I love that song.
Nothing Wrong is... Yeah, I think that's my least favorite song on that album.
Oh, fucking, that's one of my favorites.
But anyway, Jimmy Eat World is the opener.
I have a funny Jimmy Eat World story. Yes. Of just me putting my foot in my mouth.
They rock.
Was my mate Ryan.
Love him.
Yep, it's a long-running joke.
6 years.
Against Andy. He used to live in this very apartment. I mean, the very apartment that I live. We're in the blast hole. but... He told me the story, because we were just talking about Jimmy Eat World or something, and he told me the story that, like, two people in his grade at school lost their virginity to each other or whatever in the back of his car, and Futures just happened to be playing, like, on the stereo, and, like, when it happened, the song Polaris was on.
I love that
song.
So
they said that it's a great song. So then they said that he polarized her, and we were on the way to Splendor in the Grass, like, when you're in the 2011 or something like that, and we were just kind of chatting. It was me, him, and our friend Katie, and I was like, hey, you remember when you told me that story, blah 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 blah, and then it kind of goes quiet, and then Katie's like, that was me. Like, whoops.
Damn.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Do you think that's as embarrassing as like, remember the last episode when my mum found my cum on my toilet?
I was gonna say no.
Plug for last episode there. Hit me with your track list, Jamie. What else is going on?
I've sequenced it in a way that I like, and I think like it works in like chunks for me.
Yes, I did chunks as well.
Yeah, so it's kind of
people
like
people often do that. You see, like someone's set list will have like bars through it.
Yeah, it's like a classic act structure.
Absolutely.
Oh baby.
So my first three song thing is like I call it like come out swinging.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's
spelled C-U-M.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Of course it is. And like the swinging is like five people having sex.
Yeah.
Or a big swinging dick.
They're all married. Yeah. They put the keys in a bowl.
Yeah. Oh man, how funny is the fucking shit with Thomas Middleditch?
Oh, I haven't heard this. What's this?
You not heard that?
No.
Like late last year, he did this like really gross interview with Playboy where he was like talking about how him and his like newly
like his wife were swingers.
Yeah.
And like he was like, yeah, like as soon as I got married, I was like, honey, we got to get like non-traditional pretty quickly. And like it was like kind of gross and like a lot of details about her and stuff and like how, and like he kind of bragged that like he gets more pussy than she does dick because he's famous and stuff. And he was like,
that's gross.
It's like a lot of negotiating, but like we've both learned to love it and they're getting divorced. less than six months.
Last, I'm on 6 months now. I did it.
Thomas Middleditch is really funny, but he does come across as like a bit of a weird.
I love Thomas Middleditch, but go find that Playboy interview and be like, Anyway, so this is coming out swinging. It's a 3-song fucking burst. It starts, so there's going to be like a big curtain, like a big black curtain.
I love fan fiction. Yeah. I love this.
Yeah, so it's fucking right
up
your
alley. They used to do the big black curtain thing, and then it came down and there was a big fuck sign.
Yeah.
Big, from now on, let's all just trust that we all know everything about Liquid I Do. Everyone here knew that.
Like, the big fox sign is what gets revealed.
You know that big fox sign they have?
Yeah. I love it after all this one. It was like, my favorite member is Mark Hoopers.
I love Tom D. Longeur.
Travis Barker.
So
it's a dog. It's a little dog. It's got tattoos. So it's really cute.
Stop it. I'm doing a bork.
Travis Bork.
Boop the snoot. Travis Bork.
Travis Bork.
Your drum sticky.
Okay. So the big curtain's up, right? Yep. And then you hear like, it's Every Time I Look For You. Yeah. The curtain goes down.
I did wonder how that was going to come in here.
The curtain goes down like once it hits the We'll Just Tell Your Mother We Ate It All intro part. Yeah,
absolutely.
We're side stage, of course.
We're side stage. Shedding a tear of joy.
Why is your phone still not on me, dude.
I'm down in the mosh, just doing some crowd killing.
because I've been conditioned now by my wife to keep, because I keep missing calls. So she's like, they've been pretty important calls. So she's like, turn your fucking phone on. Yeah. She's like, she threatened.
You did recently buy a house.
Yeah, she threatened to kill me. So now my phone is on loud, and like I can't. I know how to turn it off. I'm not stupid. I am turning it off now. Okay, so it's Every Time I Look For You.
If you want, I'll remind you to turn it back on.
After. So it's Every Time I Look For You.
Yeah, great.
We're going
great
straight
start.
Through. There is no banter as Every Time I Look For You finishes, and they launch straight into M&M's.
Yep, nice. I like that. I like that as a number two come out swinging.
We've come out swinging. We're going fast, and we're going furious. And then
you said fast as I farted. We're going fast.
And then still no banter for song 3.
I love this. I've done a similar thing.
They go straight hard into Waggy off Dude Ranch.
Fuck yeah. Great song.
Love it.
I was bummed I couldn't put that on mine.
They end Waggy and they do banter.
Yeah.
And it's Mark, Tom and Travis.
Of course.
Dream lineup as well. It's obviously Tom.
Yeah. So they can talk
about that when we get to mine.
Yeah. So they do banter.
But you know what? I would have Tom and like fucking Chuck Skiba in the back play rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
Why not?
Beef it out a bit.
So they do banter and it's very funny. It's probably about having sex or getting a boner, maybe.
Would you if you could request just one piece, like obviously you'd want fresh banter.
Yeah.
But if you could request one piece, what would it be?
Do a walk around the house in your mother's underwear trying to seduce your father.
Absolutely what I would try and do. It's the funniest thing.
I'd probably either do that or like Louis suck a big bag of dicks bit. Probably one of those two bits. I would do like some like well-known stand-up bits.
No, you got to request like a thing of theirs.
Chris Rock's N-word bit.
Oh, God. And Tom DeLonge is
I have the same favorite one.
Yeah. So next is the first of a couple of like more interesting.
What would the word be?
Obscure. Like, or maybe like just odder choices for a Blink-182 live show.
Deep cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going straight to Astenia for track 4.
Yeah, not bad.
They're banging out of that.
Great track.
And then, baby, you know I love a bit of Neighborhoods.
Oof,
and I had to rep it. Crazy. So I put in...
I did wonder how many tracks from Neighborhoods were going to turn up in this set.
Only two.
Wow.
There's one album that's like really underrepresented on here that you'll like find out, obviously.
I'm fairly certain of what it would be.
No. So Astenia goes into Kaleidoscope from Neighborhoods.
I do like that song.
My fave track from Neighborhoods.
Yeah, too, probably. I like Ghost on the Dance Floor as well.
Ghost on the Dance Floor was an honorable mention. Yeah. And then after that, we're going with... So after... Those are two kind of like more of the experimental new Blink while still doing the poppy sound. Next is pure pop, baby. We're going Roller Coaster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. Like, great song. Great song.
They do some banter before Roller Coaster. They're like, heads up, this one's an old one.
Yeah.
And then go into that. And then they... now we've got some extended banter.
Yeah.
Before we launch into Family Reunion.
Maybe Satan.
Yeah. Maybe
I like Satan.
Comes.
I do like Satan.
So track 7 is Family Reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So that kind of like signifies like the first act is over. We've done like a classic section. We've done an obscura section.
Okay.
Now we get into
this is making me really hate the way I've planned mine out.
Good.
I think you've done a much better job than I have.
Okay. So now I
problem with Blink 182 is you could just go 23 hits in a row. Like you could just go 23.
Yes, I like the one thing that like because we should make clear. To the people that are still listening, we chose to do this with no restrictions. So there's no, like, there has to be one song from every album.
Nah, yeah,
so
yeah,
I think you'll find that...
songs do we want?
California and Nine are going to get underrepresented. But I think, based on what we've been saying, I think a lot of big singles are going to get underrepresented unless they, like, have a space that belongs in a live show.
I debated that myself a little bit, and I got most. Yeah, it's that was a debate.
Like
thing is, I would assume most people, like fans of Blink, like us, would go there and not want to hear the hits because you're sick of them.
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Some like, hits I want. The hits I like, I really want to hear. Yeah. Though.
But so you like, really wouldn't want to hear all the small things.
No, but I want to. I want to hear Feeling This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I like and that like, song.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, so like, I thought about like, oh, should I just make it like no song that's been on Mark, Tom, and Travis show? But I was like, Mark, Tom, and Travis show has so many bangers that like.
It's got too many. You couldn't.
Yeah. That I think like some of the ones that have been. Okay. So we're gone. So family.
Too much of Dude Ranch.
Family Reunions is fucking done.
Yeah.
And so family, like, they've said, fuck your mom. And then. That riff hits. It's Dumpweed, baby.
Yes. Ooh, that's baby, one of my favorite Blink riffs.
Yeah. And it like...
Such a great opening and fucking like, chunk. That once, was their opening song for years.
And once that riff hangs and then they do the furious like bat, that rules too. Mm. So then we... So we're getting towards the end of my first half here.
Yeah.
So Dumpweed is followed by another old one. They play Apple Shampoo.
Great song.
And then for track 10... Which is halfway through my set because it ends at 20.
How many encores did you hit that bad boy with?
Well, 21, 22, 23. So,
okay.
So
I did two encores.
It's a technically a 20 song show. So at number 10, halfway through, I thought this was a great way to split it up. Man Overboard plays.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
But Matt Skiba comes out to sing Mark's part with Tom.
Ooh, I like that. Now we're thinking.
So
now we're using our fucking noodles.
So fucking... Like, that gives Mark a bit of license to fucking trot around, do some jumpies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Like, but it also gives, because,
man,
like, if I, like, I was thinking about this, why that I want Skiba to replace Mark instead of Tom. Is like, in California, Mark and Matt's voices are interchangeable.
Yeah, they're annoying.
They sound
similar.
Too similar.
They make much more of an effort in Nine, because I listened to Nine recently to see if it was worthy of any
You can
songs.
Even see them
like
trying to
the
make
singles.
The effort in...
I like Dark Side. I think that's a nice song.
Dark Side's catchy.
Yeah. Record. No, live, rather.
Yeah. And I think that, like...
What about a dark slide? It's where you do a grind, but it's upside down.
Yeah. I think Matt
It's like a real thing.
Yeah, I know.
I think
I played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
Matt,
me too.
Matt and Tom...
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 might actually come up again.
Yeah. Matt and Tom, more interesting than
I'm
Matt
intrigued.
Mark, to me.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. That, so that's actually a very interesting choice.
So that's the first half. Now it's so I said before, like, come out swinging. This is like come out swinging redux.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come out swinging again.
This is like
they're rallying.
This is like pure classic.
Yeah.
So it's like after Man Overboard, Matt Skiba. Matt Skiba says thank you. Yeah, you're hard again. Then fucking that carousel riff starts.
Oh.
We're on carousel pretty hard. We go from carousel, no banter, straight into Josie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Then we get a little bit of banter.
Our set list is, there's some similarity, but it's quite different at this point.
There's a little bit of banter, and then Going Away to College plays.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought is like a bit of a different song, but like not a deep, deep cut.
Yeah.
And then Wendy Clear, because I think that song slaps.
I think it slaps so much.
And
where do we get to my list?
So that's and then like the bangers ends with like a non-traditional choice, but I thought like for 15 out of 20, we're going with Stockholm Syndrome.
Ooh,
fucking
nice.
Something that goes hard. They put every ounce of effort into like going hard and shredding.
You're ramping up.
Yep. But now we're ramping down.
Ooh.
It's an interesting choice because 16...
It's pretty common to ramp down the tone before the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we're ramping down. So 16 and 17... So 16 is another neighborhood's cut. It's Even If She Falls.
That's a good one.
Which is from the bonus edition and is the closing
track. Yeah, I only actually figured this out the other day because I've just always had the deluxe edition. Like, the actual version of the album is only like 10 tracks long.
Yeah, and the deluxe edition is actually better. Like, usually it's just added filler songs. And then after Even If She Falls, Here's Your Letter from Self-Titled.
Interesting.
So, Self-Titled has got a little bit of representation here.
Those songs fucking go hard live.
Yeah. And then, after Here's Your Letter, we're going right back to the classics to lead us into, like, 18, 19, 20. Mm-hmm. We've got 18 is Dysentery Gary.
Great.
Because it's a song they don't play, they, like, weren't famous for playing live back in those days, but they've brought back a little now.
Yeah.
And then, we do Please Take Me Home.
Great song.
And then we end... on Feeling This.
Yeah.
Ooh,
ending on Feeling This is an interesting choice. I like it.
I like that.
I originally had it different. I originally was going to end on Please Take Me Home. And Feeling This, then they come out for a 3-song encore. I was originally going to end the set with this because I love it, but I thought it personally wasn't explosive enough to end a Blink-182 set.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that this was a fun song to do as an encore because of all the tempo changes, but I'm Sorry from Dude Ranch.
Great song.
Right.
That would be a great encore song, actually.
Because it has that long, slow riff at the start. Yeah. And so you can even do how I pictured it happening was like, afterwards, like, they say goodnight, and then Tom just comes back on stage.
Yeah,
and
I like
just
it.
Has the guitar and
I'm,
does
I'm liking the fan fiction elements of this. Yeah. We should keep those going.
And does like the riff and just like sings and gets to like, I know you're down, I'll see you around. And then like as like he starts riffing, that's when fucking Mark and Travis rush the stage. Yeah.
His boy's right when he needs him.
And so then you gotta have two joke songs, I reckon. So before the final song, I'm gonna put Fuck a Dog.
Yeah,
Fuck a Dog.
Great song. Yeah.
That's
great
not
song.
What I thought you'd
honestly,
go for.
Great song.
It was a toss up between.
But imagine 300 people in your sweaty club or whatever singing along with Fuck a Dog.
That's why
that
I
would actually
it,
be sick.
Yeah, it was either gonna be that or. The country song.
A country song would be fun too. But that's less of an actual song.
And also, like, the country song had its moment on Mark, Tom, and Travis' show. Yeah. I want to give.
Mark, Tom, and Travis' show already exists.
Yeah, I want to give the country song moment to Fuck a Dog.
I feel
that. And then, I mean, come on. What are we. You have to.
Damn it.
Yeah.
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 You end with Damn It. They say, we'll see you next time, you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
God, thanks to Matt Skiba for hanging around.
Tom we all no hang, dick, we no all hug and all cry people. For a minute.
Yeah.
We're
yeah,
on stage
yeah,
hugging
yeah,
them,
yeah.
of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm sucking on
they,
Tom.
They thank us for the great sequencing.
We're all getting our dicks
and then, and then we all get top.
Did you have any other honorable mentions that were written down?
Yes, I do. Ghost on the Dance Floor. I believe we mentioned in the last episode, Moot.
Yeah, great song.
Yep.
Anthem Part 2.
Yep.
Shut Up.
Yep.
Enthused. Peggy Sue.
I was surprised that Enthused wasn't on your set.
I came very close, but I just wanted... Because this is a... how many tracks from Dude Ranch? I think like
there's
one,
like 15 or something, isn't there?
Yeah, but in this, I think I chose 4 to 5 Dude Ranch songs. So Dude Ranch is the most represented. But
who's your most?
Self-Titled and Enema are pretty even in this, which is unusual. And then I put The First Time from 9 because I quite liked that song. And I thought it, like, we needed to mention one of the later albums once. And then I, Pathetic. The only reason Pathetic's not on there is because Pathetic has been on Mark, Tom, and Trevor's show and the Blink live CD that came with Enema. Like, it's been so...
It's a known live track.
It's so thoroughly
I would argue
done.
That makes it a live favorite.
Yeah, same, but it's just, it was like,
two ways
it's been one of my favorites for so long, now I can make way for new favorites, whereas Damn It feels to me like it just has
you
to be
there. You have yeah. There's no way you can't do it.
Anyway, that's my list.
Very good, I love it. I think you've sequenced it much better than I have sequenced mine.
Mm-hmm. Come out swinging.
That's actually, in my one, they're opening up with the Offspring song, Come Out Swinging.
Just mind their closing with Come Out and Play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're doing all Offspring tracks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is, oh, sorry. This
and
is
the Offspring, and the Offspring's opening for them.
Yeah.
Doing the same songs. They have identical set lists.
I'll do a little breakdown.
All right.
So we can see. In mine, there's a cover.
Yeah.
Which they have played live.
You ran stats on this?
Yeah. There's one from The Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
One from Neighborhoods. Two from Cheshire Cat. Three from Dude Ranch. Four from Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, five from Enema of the State, and then six off self-titled.
It's a lot of self-titled.
They are so good, those songs live. And
I don't want to give away too much, but I will say the most played album on mine is Enema by quite a bit.
I imagine so.
Yeah.
My honorable mentions, to give you an idea of what didn't make the cut, is, this hurt me because I would love to see them play this. Wasting Time. From
oh, yeah.
Wasting Time Rules.
Love it.
There's a good song.
Up All Night. I sacrificed because I wanted a Tom voice song in there, and I sacrificed it for a song that I probably don't like as much.
Yeah.
But I feel would work better. Reckless Abandon was hard to not put in there. Another cover was Boys Don't Cry.
And
because this is a dream, it does say featuring Robert Smith, which they have done.
Yeah.
Online Songs was very hard not to put in.
I like Online Songs.
Pathetic as well. But I put in another kind of fast blaster in place of that. And then it was also hard not to put in Anthem Part 2 with brackets featuring There Was a Kid in My Class That Got a Boner in PE in high school.
Yes, that's great. That's great. That's great banter.
They make a change. Is there a pen?
A pen?
Yeah.
Hastings is trying to change.
Yeah, I just remembered an important detail.
I don't know if any of those pens will work, but just
pencil's
try.
Pencil's fun. All right, hit us.
Okay, so I've decided to set it because I was like, I want a big thing, I want a big show because I love a huge crowd sing along because I was listening to Blur's Park Live.
Mm.
So I thought, where's a big thing that they have stuff in England? So I've gone Blink 182. Live at Milton Keynes Bowl.
Okay.
Why not? Our support act could probably guess.
Beyonce.
Body
think
jar.
More along the lines of like...
Newfound Glory.
Newfound Glory.
Oh, yeah,
of course,
Newfound
Glory.
I almost put Sum 41.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. I wish I had to put Newfound Glory and Jimmy Eat World. That would be good. Some
Damn,
just
that's
one
worth,
person is just liking a lot of my
to.
Tweets in a row right now. So what I did for and they've just followed me. Cheers for that. What I did for the start. So this was the 1-2 punch to start is kind of a 1-2-3 punch.
Yeah.
But so for starters, I also had the curtain idea. Big curtain.
Oh yeah, you got to go curtain.
Yeah, absolutely.
They used to walk
No spoilers, no curtain in mind.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I decided that last minute. But
is that what you just changed?
No.
Nick's curtain.
Everyone's doing the fucking curtain thing.
A curtain call, perhaps?
No, no, it was I forgot a song existed and it's important.
Ken Kniff comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, God. The worst
great.
Sketches of
That's
all time.
Great. Ken Kniff.
He's like, welcome to the stage, Blink 182.
Man, don't even tell him, listener, if you don't know who that is, just fucking Google
look,
it.
Look up God. Ken Kniff.
Just Google Ken Kniff.
The dick sucking skit was just so unsettling to me.
That's like, I didn't realize until years later, like, the whole point of that was just that it's a vicious diss against ICP.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Like, Ken Kniff is sucking their dicks.
Right.
Getting
sucked
off by them.
Yeah, right. No, I got that. But
yeah, aren't they sucking his dick? That's the
thing. They're sucking his dick.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, let's do it.
Okay, so curtain is up, and the theme from 2001: A Space Odyssey is playing because that's what they used to walk out to.
That's cool.
That's cool.
So when that's
also what Ric Flair walks out to.
that's
true. Yeah,
that's cool too.
So that finishes, and it's got to be executed like quite well. The curtain like does one of those like real fast drops, and then you hear the drum intro to Asthenia.
Mm. Ah, okay.
I don't mind like starting with like the drum thing and then a bit of the chugging bass or whatever.
I like that.
Okay.
It's a good tune.
It's definitely a different tact.
And then again on the no banter thing. So as soon as that fades out, we hear the start of the riff of Dysentery Gary.
Yeah.
Asthenia into Dysentery Gary.
It actually
works. It's a topsy-turvy world we're living in.
It actually kind of works.
This is the future.
So those were the two.
We know it's the future because we just heard the song from 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Yeah, yeah.
Those two songs are why where this idea came from. Because I was just like, damn. I was also drunk.
Yeah, so, man. Respect.
It could be a thing. But then, continuing the little no banter block at the start, I thought, like, just go for another ball tearing opener. So I've gone for Feeling This.
Yeah.
So we can like the. Then a bit of banter before that, but I figured like that's like three big energy tracks. Let's get it, the mood down. But we still want to sing along, so we've got "I Miss You."
Great. Interesting.
Did you put "I Miss You" on yours, James?
No,
that's crazy.
And it's like it's not in my honorable mentions. Like yeah. I wouldn't think of it.
"I Miss You" is.
I saw the Veronicas cover it.
"I Miss You" is my least favorite song on this. By like I like. "I Miss You" less than like everything I didn't put in at the start.
I like "I Miss You."
See, like I understand why for sequencing, but I didn't pick any songs that I'm like not that fond of.
I picked a few I'm not that fond of.
But I also put it in with the caveat is that when I saw them play it, and there's a couple of versions of it online, like they play like a bit of a faster, more distorted version of it because I think they were probably fucking sick to death of it by that time. That version I want, but I also just want to make sure that there is a gigantic fucking crowd sing-along of, "Where are you?"
I also think like it's because it's like a 5-minute song, isn't it? Like 4.5 minutes for a show, you'd probably want to speed it up a little. It's like you don't want...
No, it's normal length.
It's only about a 3-minute song.
Yeah,
still, it's still pretty slow. Like it's.
That's why it's under the sped-up guitar version or whatever. Yeah, but then as that's fading... Let's get that energy right back up. It's Christmas Eve and I've only have to.
Yeah, that's my favorite joke song.
Now that, I forgot about that.
I really thought you would have that on there.
I think that's like a great song.
Yeah, I mean, he said ejaculate into a sock is like, that's my humor.
That's
my shit.
The Built This Pool one I think is very funny.
I want to see some naked dudes.
That's why I built this pool.
That's why I built this pool.
Yeah.
I want to see some naked dudes. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I just think Happy Holidays, You Bastard was the only joke song. For me,
yeah,
so good. Then, so maybe I'm doing this in little like three chunks as well of no banter, and then like, well, that fades out. Let's get some of the drums going, bit of violence.
Oh, I love that song. I know you don't, James. Mm.
No,
I like that song. It reminds me of playing Jack 2 on my PlayStation 2 after I got that album and that game after my 13th birthday.
This is a very self-titled heavy start.
Four songs from it.
It was her most
played
album.
There's only two more from here.
If you remember the numbers from earlier.
Yeah.
if you've been paying attention on the figures.
Brother, I never forget the numbers.
Man, did you not write them down?
Only three numbers I'm ever thinking about. 36, 24, 36, baby.
I thought it was going to be 4.
There's a few options
zero.
I could have gone with there.
6, 6, 6.
Yeah, there's a few options.
6, 9, and 6.
619, Rey Mysterio. No, it's obviously
there's only
2099
two numbers I'm thinking of. 1738.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. I was listening to Fetty Wap like 2 days ago.
Yeah, Fetty Wap rules.
He was fucking sick. You like Fetty Wap, right, James?
I don't really.
Nah, fair enough.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
Racist.
Track queen.
I mean, like, I just don't really know of Fetty Wap. Like, I know who
Fetty
Wap
racist.
Is.
Yeah, because you're racist.
I was listening to 2 Chainz today. No, I wasn't.
Right.
It's so annoying that
the only way James can listen to a black musician is if he's thinking about Chainz at the same time.
Oh, God. He used to be called...
I didn't name him that.
He used to be called Titty Boy.
He used to be called Titty Boy. With one T, like T-I-T-Y.
Yeah, I still call him Titty Boy.
Man, call me Titty Boy.
I really upset that he changed his name from Titty Boy, to be honest.
2 Chainz rules.
If I'm Titty Boy, can you be Dick Girl?
You fight a crime?
Yeah, dude.
I think you'll find that I'm both Titty and Dick Girl. All
right, well.
All right, let's hit it.
Quit flexing.
Okay.
What's next after violence?
We're going to very rose territory at this point.
Rose-tinted world.
We've got a Toypage bonus track. We're going, "Don't Tell Me It's Over."
That's a great track.
Love it. I think it's real good. Then we go into Kaleidoscope.
Great song.
I tried to do a bit of a kind of like...
It's the first time. Yeah, it's so good.
I worry. I tried to get...
I also thought about maybe putting Wishing Well, because Tom's quite funny in that song.
Yeah.
I wish it was a good song.
I tried to get as many of the songs...
Man, Neighborhoods is underrated.
Yeah, but you don't like... I agree that Neighborhoods is underrated. I don't agree that self-title is bad.
I didn't say it's bad. I think it's overrated.
It's an amazing album. I think it's like such a good album. Like it's that's the fundamental debate. It's like I like Neighborhoods. I just love self-titled. Like
yeah.
I think Neighborhoods is maybe underrated, but not rated as highly as you rate it.
I think
should it be?
I think it's the best album ever made.
that's Galaxy Brain.
It's a me, Mario.
Man, I love recording 45 seconds between because we don't know which episode was which. No. And so these callbacks seem like they're real long and purposeful.
Galaxy Brain was last episode.
Are we releasing these episodes like back to back?
I don't know.
I think maybe with like a couple of
I'm
days in between.
Super Mario Galaxy Brain.
Man, me too, dude.
Yeah. So I had Kaleidoscope. I tried to have as many songs as I could where they both sing.
Getting sucked off by a Koopa shell.
Because Tom, of course, is playing. And I've got Skiba in the back just doing fucking...
Yeah. Skiba's guitar. Tuning it? Guitars.
Behind, standing behind the amp.
His
so
guitar,
he's
guitar tech.
Yeah.
Changing strings.
Because that one's a little bit of a lower volume. We've bang, gone bang. For... after that, we've gone Don't Leave Me.
Oh.
Great song.
Bang.
Yep. And that includes the piece of banter at the end where he says, "You will be fine, you fucking asshole." Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. Then gone Peggy Sue.
Oh, what is this? A Miley Cyrus album? Because this is bangers.
Nice.
Well, you're going to love this one then because I've gone for Going Away to College.
Oh, Maroon.
Is that what Mario says when he's getting his Galaxy Brain?
Yeah. Oh, sloppy toppy.
Because that one's a little bit of a slower vibe. I've then gone for Go.
Great
yeah,
song.
Go fucking rocks. Underrated.
And then another one that you had on yours, I've gone for Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
We use the word underrated a lot for a band that is so critically acclaimed.
They're not, though.
They're not overly critically acclaimed.
Man, those albums are.
They are to us, yeah. But like general music publications, like less so.
Man, I
yeah, if you went on
self-titled and Enema and Dude Ranch would be doing all right.
But if something like Pitchfork or whatever did one of their reappraisals of like Enema of the State, I reckon they'd still give it like a 5.6
I think,
or something.
I think
like that.
10
out of 10
I
album.
Think self-titled they'd give like a 7.2. And
I don't reckon even
best.
That much.
By far.
I reckon it'd be in the 6.
Man,
realm.
I will... Burn Pitchfork down.
Yeah,
if they
me too.
Come at my boys.
Motherfuckers.
Man, we don't need Pitchfork anymore, right?
No.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what I got here. I've done Roller Coaster. I also going to insist that he does.
What song are we on by now?
There's 5 left in the 18 song first set.
Ah, okay. So we're more than halfway through.
Yes. I've then gone for Not Now.
Another great bonus track.
I reckon
yeah.
that'd be a bit fun.
That's an honorable mention for me.
Yeah, I thought about putting that on my honorable mentions, but I also honestly figured that one of you two would put it on there.
Well, hello, Sailor.
And in my mind, we're watching them play these 3 shows consecutively. Night
yeah,
after
absolutely.
Night.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
We're going then, on tour.
So, again, another one.
We also get to open for them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Live pod.
So
I was getting sucked.
And we guessed the track list.
Honestly, there would be worse things that you could surprise a Blink-182 crowd with than a live podcast of this.
Yeah
that's true.
I think they'd all love it.
I
they'd
think
say,
every per- I don't think anyone would have a single problem with
they'd
what
say
any
that
of us had to say about anything.
They'd be, this is, as soon as we walked on the stage, you'd hear 50,000 people in unison go, "Ah, the most underrated podcast of all time."
But seriously, this podcast is essentially like the podcast version of their live banter.
Yeah, it's that tracks 21 to 47. Yeah, yeah. The Mark Tom and Travis show.
Exactly.
Blink-183.
Yes.
Change the name of the pod.
That on Spotify, I found out yesterday, is just put into one track and it's called Shut Up and Play a Song.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I like the individual name. Oh, no, they didn't have individual
they
names.
They do have individual names. I've got individual names on my version.
Do you? I don't think I ever did on mine. Put those 13-year-old boobs away.
Yeah. No 13-year-old boobs allowed at this show.
No.
Let's do it.
It's an 18 and over show.
Yeah. So as not now phase out, we've got...
We should be aware that we're on like... How long were we recording for before we stopped the first time?
Like 5 minutes.
All right, we're on about an hour now.
Okay.
We'll be fine.
I'll pump through mine pretty quick, don't worry.
I'm like nearing
the end.
Get
the fan fiction up there.
Oh, no, that'll be all. The names of the songs will be the part I'm rushing.
There's not a heap.
Mostly them talking about you.
Yeah, there's not a heap to get into here. We'll fade into Carousel. And then I think I'll do
Carousel.
A bit of a... I'll do a bit of a fake out there where like it's going to seem like they're going to go off and then what hits, but their cover of the Misfits Hybrid Moments.
Oh, nice. Great song, great band, great cover.
Great song.
And then...
it's featured on WWE 2K20 for the PS5.
And I believe it's the closing song in Jackass the Movie's credits.
I think it is.
It is, I think. Yeah.
Great song. People should listen to Misfits more. They have like 3 or 4 really big hits, but like... All the Danzig stuff is just all of it's great.
And watch Danzig on Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah, that's basically the same experience. Yeah. You basically got the gist.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do one or the other even.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of don't know. If you've seen Aqua Teen Hunger Force, don't bother.
Actually, fuck it. Just watch Robot Chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, brother.
Fuck, let's just light up a couple of...
man, a couple of Star Wars Robot Chickens.
Let's have a couple of marijuana cigarettes and watch fucking Robot Chicken.
Absolutely, my dude. I'm running a little low on marijuana at the moment. I might have to buy some
next.
More soon.
Okay, yeah. After that, we just slowed it down for a bit before it takes off halfway through this song and then speeds to the end of the main set. Looking for Untitled.
Yep. Great, amazing.
And
one of my faves.
I like ending...
now, that's underrated.
I think it is underrated.
I think it's overrated.
I like... We know this about you. I like ending a set with the album closer. So I've gone for Please Take Me Home.
Yep.
Because
nice.
Especially with their like,
is
oh,
that Blink's
oh.
best closing song?
Best Anthem album
part
closer.
One.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's probably the best one. Yeah, I think you're right.
I would probably say Please Take Me Home.
I even maybe would say Here's Your Letter deserves something.
That's not a closer though. It's I'm Lost Without
Lost
You.
Without You, which is not a very good song. I don't think.
Wait, I'm Lost Without You is the closer to that album.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, I hate that song
because it does the long fade out.
Oh, yeah, that song blows.
Yeah,
it's
got to
be like their longest song.
That's because, yeah, I resequenced the album to be 5 songs long.
Mm. So they've gone off after that. As an ode to when I saw them, mm-hmm. the first encore, but as because we get to have a bit of creative license here, I'm going to play the Stockholm Syndrome intro, but without the shitty letter reading.
Yeah.
No, my dearest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that.
That's when you bring out Skiba to read it. My dearest.
He's dressed as a woman and Tom and Mark are like, do it.
Yeah.
Do
he's
it,
got like
man.
Alkaline Trio makeup on.
Yeah. Do it, Matt. And he's just there like, oh,
yeah.
My dearest.
But the encore then, this first encore is Stockholm Syndrome and then Damn It, which is what I saw. But my version of Damn It does not have No Scrubs or I Wish.
It has Bar With The Bar.
No, it has What Would You Do by City High. Friends and I
choice.
Used to do that. They've never done it, but it fits perfectly.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
So we're going to go off.
Because he's hungry.
And then I've tried to... then I've done the second encore, which is 3 songs.
Oh, second encore.
Yeah, still adds up to 23. Mm-hmm. I stuck to the rules, even though I didn't want to. But I've tried to go for the same kind of vibe. I've tried to go for the same vibe that they did with the second encore when I saw them. So instead of Dysentery Gary, I've opened with Dumpweed.
Yep.
Oh.
Instead of Dick Lips, I've gone with Waggy.
Yep.
And then instead of Weddy Clear, I've gone with Wendy Clear.
Yep.
Where's Damn It?
Damn It closes first.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's good. I like it. It's very interesting. I think Jamie's was more your like traditional dream Blink-182 set list. There's still like omissions and things, obviously, but that was, and I liked your Rose, you're going for this is my tailored Rose Piper experience. I like both those approaches a lot.
I think the difference I see is like mine is like a pop punk, like fucking go for
it. Yes.
Whereas Rose's takes
a little more artistic.
Well, Rose's takes a little more of like Blink-182's like branching out phase.
Yeah.
I've done the Rose thing where I've been a wanker about it.
All right. You ready, dudes?
Yeah. I'm ready.
All right. Okay.
Thank
so,
Andrew Hastings.
First
one.
Question.
It's how many of you are still listening at this point?
Man.
Send us a message
I'm
if you got this far
the
through
end,
the episode.
I want to hear this.
Yeah.
All right. So, the location. All right.
Me
my
getting
dick.
My dick sucked. Blink-182 are playing inside the woman's mouth while I'm getting my dick sucked.
All right, so the location is inside of an alternate reality.
Oh, my lord.
Yeah, yeah. In which Blink-182 broke up in, was it 04 or 05 that they broke up the first time?
Maybe 05.
I think it was 04.
Oh, maybe.
Oh.
I think it was 05.
Might have been late 04 or early 05.
Either way. They broke up then. This is their 2020 reunion show. They
haven't
reunited since then.
So it's a 15-year reunion.
It's a 15-year...
So Matt Skiba doesn't exist in this reality.
Well.
But not as a Blink-182.
Not as a Blink-182 member.
So the Alkaline Trio opening.
Like, can I just tell my fucking game? Can I just play the fucking game, Jamie?
I'm curious.
All right. So it takes... Yes, Alkaline Trio opening. The other opener is All Time Low.
Oh, good choice.
So it takes place in an alternate reality where that happened. It's also taking place inside this alternate reality. So Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 is real life in this game, and it's happening at the school from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, can I ask a question?
Level 2?
Yeah.
So in this version of reality,
yes,
has Travis been in the plane crash?
No.
Okay. So it's they've come back together just because someone offered them money.
I think love.
Okay.
And what is, like, what's weird is
love
it,
of the game. Music.
I started this version of reality as Bucky Lasek, but now I'm Alyssa Steamer.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. All right. So the show opens. Right?
Yeah.
We're all crowded around in the like
school
where the skate park is.
I've just done a kickflip.
Yeah, all that sort of shit, right? Who's that coming? Who's that grinding down that railing near the stage? Shit, it's Tony Hawk. Oh.
I thought for sure it was going to be Andrew Hayes.
We've already had
that. I really thought that.
All Time Low and Alkaline Trio have already played.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk comes down. I know he's not. He's a vert skater. I don't care. He does some sort of. He does a kickflip. I never skated. He does a kickflip. Fireworks go off. What's the first goddamn riff you hear? By the way, the sun is like 45 minutes from going down.
Yeah,
it's like late afternoon.
Perfect.
It's outdoors in the school. 45 minutes later.
Can I guess
the first riff?
Yeah, maybe go hard.
Dumpweed.
It's not as damn it.
Oh.
Track one.
Oh, open.
Track one.
I don't hate that.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk you through the audience's feelings and emotions as this is happening. Right. So
and is the Tony Hawk thing a reference to the Simpsons episode that they're both in?
Sort of.
Because Blink didn't have any songs on those games.
No, but they met Tony. They written the episode with Tony Hawk and Tony Hawk's players. It's also just time and place and special domain.
Right.
I'm not going to put Rage Against the Machine playing in that school. That makes no sense.
Here's something that I think briefly will probably enjoy was I also somebody shared a video on Facebook the other day. It was like, here's something feel good for you. It's little kids landing their first kickflip.
Yeah.
And I started watching it, and it was like, oh, like, look how fucking stoked
they are.
Of course,
how stoked
would
you
be? That's sick. And then the more I watched, the more I was like, oh, I could never fucking do one of them.
Yeah. Yvette took a photo.
I started to get annoyed.
Yvette took a photo of the first time
Piece
I...
Piece of shit kid.
Yeah.
Took a photo of the first time I, like, successfully climbed an orange wall at my fucking dumbass gym.
Well,
and
fun,
like,
man.
And, like, the photo, I'm like, it's like, I'm so fucking
yeah,
stoked.
That's cool.
So, yeah, achieving things is good. Let's all be less cynical. All
right, talk me through.
All right, so they're like, fuck, they're opening with Damn It. That's the audience's first thought.
Shit.
They're like, shit, what are they even fucking doing? These mavericks. What are these mavericks? Oh, sorry. I left out an important detail. Tony Hawk kickflips, flames go up. We see Tom come out. He's looking amazing, right? He's looking so good.
By amazing, you mean he's like,
he's
got
his
black
fringe.
Hair.
Yeah, he's got
stuff,
a black fringe. Mark comes out. He's there, right? He's killing it. Third fight. What? Who's that behind the drums? It's my good friend Travis. But no, it's Scott Rayner. What the fuck's happening? Why is Scott Rayner? He's not in Blink-182 anymore, right?
Yeah.
Damn it! Starts. Everyone's like, what? Why is this happening? Why is Scott? Why? What year? This is 2020. It's a plan.
Remember how you said you'd blaze through this?
It's fucking crazy. What's going on?
It is crazy.
And also for the bridge, they do No Scrubs because that's my favorite one.
Yeah.
And it's like I think the best sing along one. As
yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Track two. Fuck. It's pathetic. What?
And it's still Scott Rayner.
We're coming out swinging on this, right? We're going hard. It's Scott Rayner still.
I've got a bit of an idea of what's going on.
I'll tell you when it's not Scott Rayner.
Travis is going to murder Scott Rayner.
Oh, right. Imagine like looking. That
just
episode
see a
of the Simpsons
would come through Scott Rayner's chest.
Well, I was just going to say like an axe in the back like that episode of the Treehouse of Horror 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So pathetic.
And Scott looks at the drumsticks and goes, I'm bad at this.
That's funny. All right, so everyone's like, shit, they're doing all old shit. That's crazy. What's going on?
Fuck,
right?
Man.
Right, then, all right, one more track. Yeah, it's emo.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway, great song. Amazing.
I should have put that on my standby list. Song.
Should
I love
predicted
that song.
That old mate would put a song called Emo in.
Man, it's one of the best songs of that album.
Did they say this song's dedicated to our friend Andrew Hastings?
No, not at this point.
Okay.
It never happens.
I'm sure it will now.
I mean, maybe, we'll see. Emo plays, everyone's like, shit, it's all Dude Ranch, what's going on? They stop, they start a little banter up, Scott's in on the banter, they do not reference Travis, right? Everyone's like, what? Are they is this just a Dude Ranch show we're at right now?
Right? I like where this is going.
But they're calling each other gay and shit, it rules, right? Everyone's like, fuck, is this...
Did they ever call each other gay, though?
So much.
Yeah, they did a bit.
But they weren't like, you're gay. It was like...
No, it was jokes around the idea of them being gay. It's just a clever version
of a little
bit
was more
gay.
Like, you fuck your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck your dad.
Yeah. Which is also gay.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
You're the one assigning value judgment to it.
I suppose it is gay, isn't it?
If you think about it.
If you think about it, having sex with your dad.
Yeah, dude. Anyway.
Not if you're a woman.
That's true.
We were thinking for Mark and Tom, though, I think.
Mm.
Anyway, next
Mark
song.
Mark and Tom could be women.
Next song comes out. A little bit of a slower pace to start. That was my come out swinging, by the way. I also had a come out swinging. A little bit of a slower pace to start. Well, it's the gosh darn opening riff. From Touchdown Boy. That's from Cheshire Cat. They're not even doing a Dude Ranch song anymore, right?
Touchdown Boy rules.
Yeah, dude. It's such a good song. It's probably my favorite song off that album, except maybe Peggy Sue. I didn't put Peggy Sue on this. Then they play Untitled. Then they play Eminem's, right? Eminem's big fan favorite. Everyone's very excited. Then what?
Damn, this is real early hours.
Yeah, right?
Was this... I think you'll notice these are only
Scott Rayner
albums
tracks.
That Scott Rayner played
on. Has Travis been wiped from reality?
Does Travis not exist in this?
I'm now part of the audience.
How will we ever
hear
the fallen interlude?
What's going on?
All right, man, they're about to really be hit with some strangeness, right? All right.
Oh, fuck, so Neighborhoods doesn't exist in this universe. This is not a universe. So I'm looking for a place to kill myself.
Neighborhoods doesn't exist.
Yeah.
All right, so...
He wants me to kickflip on him on the curb.
Yeah.
They've also, I should say as well, they're doing like the 90s aesthetic, like visually.
Yeah, Dickie Shorts.
So Dickie Shorts, yeah.
Cut to black.
Atticus.
Right? Everyone's like, what? How's it even doing that? We're outdoors. That doesn't make sense. But it's
you can still turn lights largely off.
Yeah, it's like there's something. Anyway, okay.
They block the sun.
Yeah, the curtain rises. Let's go with that. The curtain comes up, right? Yeah. Everyone's like, whoa, what's going on? It's all dark. It's weird. I was like, what? It's so strange. What's happening on this awesome Tony Hawk level Blink-182 show? And then they hired some like synthesizers.
Mm.
I was like, what? That's nothing to do with Cheshire Cat. It doesn't even make sense, right? Lights come up. It's not even Blink-182 on the stage. It's Stranger Creatures. What's happening? Right?
Oh, you mean with...
Who's Stranger Creatures?
Alex and Mark.
Yeah, right?
Alex Gaskart.
They did one song.
Oh, right.
Simple Creatures.
Simple, what did I say?
Stranger Creatures.
Oh, the song is called Strange Love. That's their biggest song. It's a good song. They play one and everyone's like, this is crazy.
Well, it works because Alex Gaskart was there.
He was already fucking there, dude.
You've really lost me here, though.
Yeah,
playing tracks from their latest hit, Wake Up Sunshine, I hope.
Yeah. They play one song and everyone's like, what? That's crazy. This song. And everyone's like, this is so weird. They don't explain it. They don't say anything. At the end of the song, there's a bit of banter.
Oh, I've got a prediction.
Cuts to black again.
Yeah.
What's your prediction?
That at some point, a Boxcar Racer song plays.
That's a good shout, actually.
Yeah, it's got to be. Because I was like, oh, we could fucking bring Plus 44 and Angels and Airwaves into this, but we can't because...
Don't break my chair.
We also, they technically don't mind.
So angry, I was going to just snap the chair.
They might not exist in this world, but Boxcar would.
Mm.
All right, goes to black again. Everyone's like, what the fuck was that? I guess they're doing like some sort of weird like modern thing. I don't know.
Still no Travis. And we're like seven songs in?
We are... Seven songs in.
And no Travis.
No Travis.
No Travis.
Right?
Turns out...
It's a travesty.
Turns out you had to get a plane into this Tony Hawk's universe and he wouldn't do it.
Curtain falls. Opening riff. Dumpweed. Travis is there.
Scott's gone.
Scott's gone.
You're not doing the King Gizzard 2 drum thing?
No. Scott's out of there.
Yeah.
Travis is drumming.
And also someone's murdering him backstage.
Now, for fans like me... right? If it were me in the audience, right, I'd be like, shit, Dumpweed, now we're into the good shit. Fuck yeah, yeah. Right? Go straight from...
No, after Dumpweed, we're going to play a shit track.
And also, they're dressed differently again. They're dressed as of the...
Oh, you're costuming this.
Absolutely, I am. That's cool. It's a concept show. I just haven't revealed the concept yet.
Right.
It's a simple concept.
Yeah, I think I've pretty much... yeah, it's just a chronological... It's going in the eras, yeah.
Anyway, they do it. They hear Dumpweed, then they hear...
It's like a medley.
Then they hear going away to college. Once they hear going to college, their suspicions are confirmed. They're like, shit, they're doing an entire like Blink-182 career celebration retrospective spectacle.
Simple Creatures.
Yeah. I went to a show that was like that.
Yeah.
They're not good.
Yeah. We saw the Take Back Sunday one. It was fucking incredible.
Yeah, Take Back Sunday rocked.
Yeah, it was so good.
How did they do it, though?
They just did it chronologically. Like, they just did the two albums back-to-back.
See, Well, like, albums back-to-back I've seen, that's great. Like, I saw, like, UMI twice do the, like, Ali Daily High Fireway thing.
Mm.
But and this isn't a great example, but, like, way back when I was a big fan of the band Shehad, we went to a show where they just, like, we're just going to play hits from, like, start to the end. But it's, like... For a band like that, you were like, this peaked about halfway through.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I reckon what you want to do is like...
Is break the band up in 2005 and have them not get back together again? Damn, I guess I solved it.
But then you'd be missing a crucial album.
Yeah. Or what you do...
I thought about it. They break up at
the... That everyone agrees is not only essential to Blink-182, but maybe the best album ever made.
But if it's not all jumbled up, I reckon what you should do is go start to finish, back to start.
All right, we should let the listener decide. Okay. All right.
But also, I like where Hastings
we're up to
going.
Track 9. You don't know where the fuck I'm going with this.
It's true, but I do, because you basically just said it.
Tracks 10, 11, 12 are all the small things, Adam songs, What's My Age Again.
You actually put all the small things
back
in.
So that's back, like fucking hit factory.
Well, you have to. It's a retrospective and we're in the Enemy of the State phase.
Yeah.
How do you not?
This totally makes sense to me.
Yeah. Then next, like, that's why I chose particular songs, things of that nature.
Hmm.
Right? Then after What's My Age Again, Anthem Part 1, closer from the album, Black.
I consider
Hold
Anthem
on.
Part 1. For
Sun's coming down at this point.
So you've got Dumpweed, then three hits, then Anthem.
There was also
Dumpweed going away, three hits and Anthem.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought you maybe would put in like a couple others.
I wanted to do Wendy Clair. I wanted to do Mutt. I wanted to do Man Overboard, which I think was recorded around that time.
It was, in fact.
Was it recorded next album?
It was an Enema session song.
I thought so.
That they couldn't figure out, and then they released it for Mark, Tom, and Travis Show.
Yeah.
Oh, you fucked my wife.
I don't know why that. I don't know why that turned into a Sam Baring impression.
Oh, okay, we don't have to say his fucking name. All right, that's fine. He's a good friend of mine.
I started saying it, so I had to finish saying it.
All right. It cuts to black. Right. Everyone's like, "Damn, I guess maybe like
take off your pants and jacket,
and we might
this,
like
maybe."
This,
but you're gonna.
This show's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Angels and Airwaves, the adventure place. They play one Angels and Airwaves song. I think it's... I make up the rules.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, they do it in Angels and Airwaves, so everyone's like, whoa, shit, because it's like expansive of what they've all...
Do did Mark and Travis play on the song? No. So it's just Angels and Airwaves.
It's just Angels and
so
Airwaves.
Mark and Travis sit the song out
absolutely.
While another band plays?
Yeah, absolutely.
That rocks.
Which is going to happen again when Boxcar Racer come on.
Yeah, but at least
about
that's two of them.
Don't forget about Plus 44.
Yeah.
I thought,
don't forget about the Transplants.
So
don't forget about Soulja Boy remix.
So for a minute,
the Transplants better not turn up in.
So
the Soulja Boy remix, I regret not putting on here.
So it is So Plus 44 and the Angels and Airwaves are canon in this universe.
Yeah, well, they did them after they just happened when they happened.
How many songs are you up to at this point? Because you've nearly
14. Angels and Airwaves. Was
How many albums did Plus 44 release in your alternate reality? Like, are they still an active band?
No.
But were they more than just one and done?
No, one and done.
Really?
Same as Boxcar. Boxcar was a one and done.
So what did Mark and Travis do in the intervening years while Tom continued to be incredibly successful with Angels and Airwaves?
Probably just laughed at Angels and Airwaves mostly, I imagine. Just was like, this guy's into little too into aliens now.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. They just lived, they were just rich off their money.
I guess Mark could have just like kept producing like Motion City soundtrack albums.
Yeah, Mark would have become like a pop punk godfather, I reckon, would have lent into that.
Yeah, kind of like what John Feldman from Goldfinger does.
Travis would have done what Travis does and just done hip hop features and shit. Like, done weird Travis Barker shit.
Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah. All right.
So, The Adventure.
Yeah, The Adventure by Angels and Airwaves.
And what number song is
this? Not the track I would pick of theirs if I had to.
It's their most popular one. Was their logic. Yeah. I like Secret Crowds. That's my favorite Angels and Airwaves song.
I would do...
Anomaly is a cute one.
I would do Everything's Magic or Call to Arms or True Love.
Okay. Curtain Falls, Anthem Part 2. That way you get the anthem 1-2 hit.
I see what you did.
Yeah, dude, I think about these things.
Is it dedicated to a kid in his class that got a boner in PE in high school?
Not this time. It's dedicated to Andrew Hastings.
Who got a boner? His mom told him to clean the cum off the toilet seat.
Who came on a toilet seat and his mom noticed he was really embarrassed.
This song goes out to him.
Then Roller Coaster, then First Date.
Oh, I love that we all did Roller Coaster.
Roller Coaster is an amazing song. Felt bad I couldn't include more from that album.
Yeah.
I wanted to put on Reckless Abandon. I wanted to put on Rock Show. I don't like it, but it's a good song. I wanted to put on Happy Holidays, but I didn't do any joke songs.
Yeah, interesting. This is very serious.
Yeah, well, it's the...
But it's not put on
the
serious concept show. Well, also, what he hasn't said is the whole time this is happening, they're actually building a huge wall in front of the stage. Roger Waters is there on a cherry picker.
Well, I also think it's because what I'm trying to do is show the band's movement through time. And I don't actually agree with it. I think Take Off Your Pants and Jacket is Animal of the State too. But when they tell this story, it's like, oh, they got a bit darker on, you know. So it's like, yeah, I'm trying to show the tonal change.
So your story ends with the
self-titled.
The last encore song is Built This Pool.
Yeah, absolutely.
How ripped off would you feel if that was the last thing they played? So I really would.
I'd have hoped that they played Damn It like first. If they played Damn It first and then Build This Pool last, I would have been like, huh, that's pretty funny.
I have heard of shows where they've ended the encore with Happy Holidays, which is that I could deal with, but like...
I think I've heard of shows where they end with Family Reunion too.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Oh, yeah,
I think
that's
really did their last tour.
But yeah, Vegas
one.
I'd feel ripped off by that.
Maybe.
Play a proper song at the end.
So what comes next?
You can do that second last.
Angels and Airwaves come
now
back out.
Now, keep in mind that in this world, and also in the world we currently live in the year 2020 in both realities, the bands Simple Creatures and Angels and Airwaves are still together.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Boxcar Racer was a one on done. They're not going to be here, are they? Boxcar Racer's not going to... Oh, wait, what's that sound? Oh, shit. It's Tom DeLonge playing the sweet, gentle opening notes of There Is... And that's like a bit of a downbeat in the show as well.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a nice little sad one. That's a great song. I don't give a shit. Tom DeLonge being emo, that rules.
Yeah.
That's all I ever wanted from him. Really, Boxcar Racer is all I ever wanted from Tom DeLonge. Anyway, that's the...
Letters to God, I would love to.
That's the... Yeah,
I feel so.
I don't like that one as much. Obligatory, that was the...
was the one that
really
Mark sang on? That one's all right.
All right. Now, something's changing on this next one. All right. Curtain goes back up.
This show is like...
I wasn't actually looking.
This show would be really frustrating to watch.
Yes.
The curtain keeps going up and down. Like, all these changes...
Well, they're doing costume
making...
changes.
Well, yeah, but they, like... The they show wouldn't... has the pace of, like, a kid who's getting too excited to tell a story to his parents.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Look at that, this happens.
Yeah, Here's the good news.
Because, like... What
while that stuff's happening, there's skating everywhere.
What's...
I get to see Rune Glyphberg
do
a
fucking... Dude, you get to see Rune.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Chad Musker?
Yeah, all those dudes.
He better be
doing,
grinding with a boombox in his hand.
They're doing flips
and
shit while the
chappy.
Setup's happening. It's like a festival stage thing where on the second stage is so, skating.
Yeah, I always dream that like if I had a pop punk band, we'd like reinvent the form by like skating on stage.
Yeah
I think
it's
so.
Like, that's how you reinvent the form.
Make it more.
Yeah, I was like, well, we'll fucking have like a mini tramp.
Do you know what pop punk hasn't had enough of? Skating.
Yeah.
It's going to take time to get your curtain up and to get like... the stage reset and everything like that and, like, costume changes and whatnot. Yes, you've got skating, but what's the sound sitch?
A little something.
Rage Against the soundtrack for Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
Right.
That's all that plays all the time in this world.
God, this show would shit me to tears.
Oh, man, I would love it.
I think it'd be kind of fun.
All right.
Yeah, but also, like, frustratingly stop-start.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Don't get me wrong. I'd love to see a bit of Punch Car Racer.
This is all like high production value Vegas, like costume change shit. This is all like,
they know
like
how
Beyonce
to,
can do it. Like,
yeah, they
know
how to do curtain transitions and make it not like just, oh,
clunky.
Fuck, we have to
This will have a director. I'm not directing this. I'm just, you know, writing this in my notebooks.
Thank God.
I'm just writing this in my work notebook, hoping my co-workers don't find my nerdy Blink-182 notes. Anyway, curtain goes back up, but this time the curtain looks a little different. It's got a little logo on it.
It's got a little smiley
face
on it, right? Mm. And then I'm hearing drums. I guess that's drums. Shit, it's Travis Barker. Again, he's still in it. And he's still up there for Boxcar. Anyway, it's Feeling This by Blink-182 from the album Blink-182.
Do you got a regret?
One of the best opening tracks ever written, in my opinion. Followed up.
I love it.
By... Yeah, that makes sense.
Neighborhoods.
The whole album, start to finish. The greatest album of all time.
And it ends with them saying, this is our best one.
Followed by I Miss You. Mm-hmm. Big sing-along. That's the downbeat before things are about to get crazy. Everyone's expecting something pretty lit to happen.
You're also kind of doing all these in order sequentially on the album.
That's just because I'm dumb and that's how my brain works.
Yeah.
That's what I assumed.
I think there's one that's not.
There's a couple that's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like I'm referencing the albums. I'm alluding to the whole thing with the retrospective is I'm trying to mirror, like I'm reflecting the audience's experience. Me, I'm in Blink-182. Yeah. I'm reflecting the audience's experiences back to them. It's like, yeah, it kind of
you're taking them on a trip.
I don't want to hear about retrospective. I want to hear about retroactive. Let's cancel Blink-182 for all the homophobic jokes on stage.
Absolutely. That's why you open with Dumpweed and that's why you close with whatever and all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
All right, I Miss You. Then last track of this little chat, it's like, damn, who's that walking out to the stage?
Sophie Monk.
Is that Robert Smith?
I thought it was going to be Sophie Monk.
The guy from the fucking
You're going to do
Cure?
All of this.
And they're going to do all of this, right? And then it blacks out again and they do Boys Don't Cry.
But you did go for Boys Don't Cry.
Well, that was the change I made.
Oh, right.
Because that's obviously what you should do with Robert Smith.
Yeah. There's a video of them doing it at Wembley. It's pretty cool.
Boys Don't Cry happens. It's very nice and exciting. Curtain goes back up.
How many how many tracks do we have left?
One.
Oh, I know what it is.
It's a one-track encore. Carousel, but here's the twist: every person I've mentioned so far
is on stage. Yeah.
Every single person.
There's like four people.
Matt Skiba is there, dude. Matt Skiba, all of Alkaline Trio,
the whole trio.
I would be interested to hear what it sounded like to have four or five different basses just playing the same opening riff.
Spotlight on Mark for that bit. But yeah, no, you'd figure out a way, or you get all the singers back or something. But you do a big. Yeah, I mean, Robert Smith could probably fuck off for this one.
You could do that. It would just be everyone... It just thickens the sound because everyone's just playing the same thing.
Or you could do the thing that
also have to be, like, spot on.
You could do the thing
Same with, like, twin lead guitars hard because you've got
to
be...
You could do the thing that the Wonder Years used to do. Where
what's
they'd
that?
Play All My Friends Are in Bar Bands and the last line, they'd just get different singers from their opening band to sing it over and over again.
Right.
Yeah. I like that as a move. And you have Carousel, you get Robert Smith's fuck off, but yeah, everyone has a go of singing it, all that sort of shit. But yeah, probably like dual like lead thing is like, yeah, you both got to be like, fucking, it's hard. Like,
then the audience is like, what? This show is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And what's this? The curtain falls. It's a full length poster for Andrew Hastings emo at Wembley Stadium?
Ooh, Hastings.
It was so funny. If
and then
you come
out, office leaves the microphone and says, "We'll see you at Andrew Hastings' comedy show."
Yeah,
it'd be so funny.
And he
if
gives
even,
you a guitar.
Yeah, it'd be and so funny. No, thank you, because I'm too courteous.
It'd be so funny if even in this like fantasy world of yours, like the poster was still like pelted with rotten fruit and stuff.
Everyone's like, "Boo!"
Apparently food.
Yeah, that's an interesting take.
Yeah, that's how I'd do it. Mm.
I like the end on Carousel.
Yeah.
The only thing I would disagree with is like I don't.
So I did go back to the start, you fucks.
Yeah, for one song.
The big thing I'd change is like if you're putting Boxcar and you're putting Angels, Simple Creatures over Plus 44 is insane to me.
So I put I actually took Plus 44 out to put Boys Don't Cry in.
It's like, I would have put 155 by a Plus 44.
Yeah.
On it.
The thing you got to remember is I don't give a fuck about Mark Hoppus.
When Your Heart Stops Beating was the
That's
only
not true, but you know what I mean.
Plus 44 song on you.
155 is great.
I, at the expense of that, would have done more than one Boxcar Racer song.
Nah. This is celebrating the careers of Mark Hoppus and Tom DeLonge.
I do like the extended Cheshire Cat segment.
Yeah, well, it's the Scott Rayner section is the idea.
Yeah.
It's the grouping those two together.
I don't know. Like, I feel like it's good. Like, I couldn't get
a whole section out of Cheshire alone, I don't think.
I know, but like, I was thinking,
can't
like,
open the show with
would
anyway.
I prefer to hear, would I like to see Scott Rayner for nostalgia's sake, or I would prefer to hear the competent, not even competent, the
on those good, songs?
The incredible drumming of Travis that pretty much like also like retroactively makes those songs more interesting.
Way more interesting. I still don't care. I want to see Scott.
Do you know what I would actually...
But then like, I'd put Scott for maybe like a track.
Maybe.
Do you know what I'd actually be interested to see? And I don't know if either of you have actually seen this, but I'd be interested to see them play with like a more competent drummer than Scott Rayner, but not Travis. Because Travis goes too over the top sometimes and like gets out of sync with them.
Yeah.
I've seen Brooks.
They've also both been in bands with other drummers.
Yeah. I've seen Brooks Wackerman.
Oh, but like playing these songs.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, well, when I saw that, he was kind of doing a Travis. Like, he was doing Travis's parts.
Like.
Yeah.
Like, get them on there with, like, fucking
songs.
Matt Tong or something. No, that's a bad example. That'd be similar.
Ringo Starr.
Man, I like it.
Someone who can go hard.
The fucking drummer from Seosin.
The guy from the Dirty Three.
That could be good.
He's a very good drummer, but he does, like, brushes and light stuff. It's very jazzy.
Maybe the girl from Mogwai. That would be good.
Mogwai.
Meg White. That's simple.
That would be Scott Rayner level bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Don't do my boy Scott that way.
Damn, we did it.
We did it, dude.
They said we couldn't, but we did anyway.
They said not to.
But we did it.
We did it because we're mad.
Yeah, do we promise that we'll do a movie again or some shit next week?
I think we should never talk about Blink-182 ever again.
Yeah. I think we should do this episode.
Every night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do seven pods a week.
The podcast should just be us making a Blink-182 tour.
Different variations of listing the same song
over and over again. Fan fiction elements.
There was
like
a fair bit of diversity.
They stopped in Akron, Ohio, and there was a little tension when...
All right, so Gerard Way was sucking off Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised MCR weren't there in any...
I'm still too sad to think about him.
Okay.
Yeah, haven't listened to him since March. One day, maybe 2021, I think. I'll listen to him again.
Maybe.
If things haven't gotten better by 2021, I'll just force myself.
Does anyone want to plug anything?
Come see comedy.
Sure.
Come see comedy. Follow us on social media. We Ate It All Podcast on Instagram. We Ate It All Pod on Twitter. I'm Rose Alice Piper on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at Andrew Hastings on Twitter. I don't actually tweet about Blink-182 that much. It's mostly just replies to female open micers. That's not true at all. I never do that.
I'm playing XCOM 2 at the moment, and my Andrew Hastings character got killed in action.
Damn.
But my Rose Piper character lives on.
I think I might get XCOM like pretty soon.
Her nickname is
Queen Bee. That's not Bee Bubba Skull.
No, she died.
The game, Bee is one of the other squad members who didn't make it.
Oh, no.
You've got to name a lot of characters.
Yeah.
I can't decide between that or Mario and Rabbids.
No, get XCOM.
You reckon?
It's just probably more
download
up your
it like tonight.
XCOM, it's a big download.
Is it cheap?
No, I think it's because it just came out.
XCOM 2? Didn't it come out like 5 years ago?
Yeah, but the collection on Switch just came out.
Oh, it's Switch. I was thinking Xbox.
Oh, it's on Xbox. You can get it on Xbox for heaps cheaper.
Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah.
Handheld could be. I'm not done with Stardew.
Mark Hoppus, if you're listening, please get in touch and tell us who's... Say you liked the most.
Man, I'd put this.
Mark Hoppus, if you're listening, I apologize before when I yelled. I don't give a fuck about Mark Hoppus. You're one of my favorite musicians.
I'm pretty proud of my... I'd put my set list on Twitter to show Mark Hoppus.
Well, I was thinking I might at him in the... Well, he's never going to listen to the podcast.
I think if we just listed the songs...
I feel like even bringing up Boxcar the Racer will just hurt his feelings.
I didn't do it.
And the fact
Mark,
that the
please be friends with me.
I don't actually.
And
even
the first thing you were willing to sacrifice was +44. Yeah.
Maybe I should just tweet my list to Tom DeLonge. All right?
I actually
suck my fucking teeth.
I actually don't even listen to Angels and Airwaves either.
I like Angels and Airwaves. I'm a Tom fan. What can I say?
I like them all.
Most of the girls I've had sex with are Tom fans too.
Wow.
Yeah.
to the
it's
next
part of
step.
His survey. It does at the end.
Well, no, it's like it's the ones who are boring.
After everyone he sleeps with, he sends them a survey monkey.
Yeah.
And one of the
what
questions.
What should I ask on it?
Tom.
Mark. Wait, do you prefer Tom or Mark? But I could fit in three other questions. What else we got?
As if you wouldn't have like 25 questions.
Rate your experience 10 to 10.
Yeah.
Right.
How many further times do you want to watch Life on the Murder Scene?
How many of your friends would you recommend me to?
You
got weed. That's it.
The first one would be, am I a good kisser?
Yeah. No, I
asked am I?
I asked that during.
Oh, God.
Hey, Six doesn't ask.
Have you ever really done that?
No.
Oh, am I a good kisser?
No, I'll say you're a good kisser to prompt them into a response, obviously.
Yeah. The only thing he asked
was something.
He earnestly asked, am I good? And that's all.
Genuinely, be surprised.
Am I a good boy?
It'll be the worst thing you could ever do.
To the next step?
To the next step.
At the end of the concert, Tony Hawk socks me off.